गौर चंद्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. In this world, there are many jivas, unlimited in number.
More, louder, please.
And they are all struggling very, very hard to find sense gratification and happiness on the material platform in the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. So the entire atmosphere in this world is surcharged with tamas, rajas, and sattva, but especially tamas and rajas. This causes all the jivas to feel great anxiety and great hankering. In this way, the entire atmosphere of the universe is polluted by tamas and rajas.
You can explain how water is polluted, how air is polluted, how ether is polluted, how everything is polluted.
Not only the pollution on the level of the three modes of nature, but also the air is polluted by so much smoke and chemicals and radioactive waste. And the soil is polluted and the water is polluted by so many different types of chemical waste.
Fishes are dying by pollution, or so many poisons are in water, so many poisons in here, air, everywhere. So there is very anxiety. World, the highest class of intelligent persons are thinking how to save world from these pollutions. A day will come when whole ocean will be polluted with poisons and all fishes will be poisoned, and if anyone will take fishes or anything, any grass, any food from sea, all will die. What will be? To save their krishi.
Agriculture.
They are poisoning everywhere to kill
insects.
But it will come in grain, and thus all are polluted. And we will take and we will be mad. Oh, so many diseases will come and we will die. If you are abusing anyone, criticizing anyone, quarreling anyone with anyone, the sounds will vapor out in air and it will go through whole universe. So if you are speaking anything, nonsense or anything, it will not in vain, it will go throughout whole world by air. Just like there is a pond, big pond. Take a stone and throw out in the water. Pond. Some webs will create and they will touch all ends of pond. Thus, universe is one, like air is everywhere. So when will anyone chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare
Hare. Oh, this will vaporate, this will create so many webs of air. And this will touch everywhere in world, everywhere, in the ends of world, moving here and there, and purify all the universe from all these pollutions. Krishna is so much powerful. He can create whole universe in a second and he can destroy, and again he can create so many worlds. So he has invested his all mercy, all power, all opulence in these names. They are so powerful. Very soon, if they are gone to whole universe by the help of air waves, the pollution will be at once gone. You know that the trees, creepers, animals, insects, they cannot speak. They cannot understand our language. But everyone, human, not only human persons, trees, creepers, insects, here, there, who are in this universe, this powerful name will touch them, whether they know or not, no question of this, they will anyhow touch. If knowingly, unknowingly, you are touching fire, it will burn you. Similarly, this name, very powerful, they will inject all and they will purify all, whether they know or not. Here trees are very fortunate. grasses are fortunate. The person are fortunate, whether they are coming to our class or not. But anyhow, they are attending our classes, all trees, creepers, grasses, everything. Oh, hearing sound. Even Muslims, they don't speak Hari, Krishna, Ram. But the sound will go anyhow. If they are in Arab, or they are in Iran, anywhere, the sound will go and touch them. Even hawks, pigs, and other bears, everyone who are in jungle, forest, attacking persons and eating, all they will also be liberated. This name is so powerful, Kirtan, that if you are meditating anything, and we are doing Kirtan, you cannot meditate. So, you will be engaged in, if you are doing Kirtan, anyone is not doing Kirtan, but by mind he is bound to do Kirtan. If you cannot meditate, you should chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
It will engage your all senses. You will forget where you are, what doing. If you are louder and louder and more louder, you will speak, chant this name, Sankirtan, your all senses will be controlled. Nothing to criticize, nothing to remember your bad activities or anything. Otherwise, if you are meditating, all kinds of bogus things will come in your head. You cannot check them. But by Kirtan, it will be checked very easily. So, in this world, someone can think like this, that the devotees are very selfish. I think that you also are engaged in selfishness. But really, high class of devotees are not selfish. He can think that, I should have some money to travel here and there. So this is selfishness. He can say, I should have some money in my pocket to do this for me also. For this. But these are all selfishness. But when you will chant Hare Krishna, for whom? For yourself and others. No self again. And gradually this heart will be cleared. Cheto darpan marjan. And then you will realize, our self interest is, self is Krishna. So if you are serving Krishna, whole world and you are benefited. Don't believe in money and on wealth. Don't believe. They will give help and will be benefited and we will be happy by money and wealth. It is quite wrong. By chanting name, by serving Gurudev, by serving Radha Krishna Kanjugal Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. You'll be happy so much, you cannot imagine. And world will be benefited for this. So try to do like, Nagar Sankirtan, without self again. And if self again, Krishna is self here. And for his service we can do. If you have so much money or something money in pocket, so many problems will come. Like Sanatana Goswami, he left his Ishan, that you should take it and return back. It is like a poison. Now we should come to our subject and our class. Gaur Premanande. You should try to do Nagar Sankirtan.
Вы должны совершать Нагар Санкиртан.
But always chanting, remembering in high class, and you should be in high class of devotees association. First of all, you should not be selfish. Be guru-centered or Krishna-centered. They will manage everything.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Gaur Prasthaya Bhutale Shishimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshavatinam Atimatta Charitraya Swarsitanan Chapalin Jiva Dukhe Sadartaya Nam Prinatradaya Vancha Kalpataru Bhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavan Vaishnavi Namo Mahabadanyaya Krishna prema pradaya Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya gaurat vise gurave gaura chandraya radhikaya tadaya Krishnaya Krishna bhaktaya tad bhaktaya yang prabrajantam anupetam apet krityam dvaipayano virahakataraya juhava putreti tanmetaya tarvo bhinedo tam sarvabhutaridayam munimanotosmi tavaivasmi tavaivasmi najivami tvaya vina iti vigyai radhe tvam nayamam charananti.
My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nityalila Pravishnong Vishnupar Shishmat Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami, and send thousand and thousand dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Ong Vishnupar Shishmat Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. For 4 days we are explaining what should be our aim and object of our life for devotees. For this we have narrated so many things. Also I am explaining something, and very carefully you should hear all these things. Our goal in brief, what is that? I spoke the love and affection which is in Srimati Radhika, and especially in Roop Manjari and Rati Manjari. Oh, love and affection to Krishna. Oh, this is the highest goal of any devotee. All kinds of love and affection, beginning from Vaikuntha, all are included in a very authentic book of Sri Sanatan Goswami, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. We should try to read and to meditate on these things. In that book it has been told that there are so many kinds of devotees, and among them 5 are prominent: Jnani Bhakta, Pure Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Prempar Bhakta, Prematur Bhakta. Jnani Par Bhakta, they have knowledge of all the tattvas: Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Radha Tattva. Oh, all kinds of tattva they know. Especially they know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. She is everywhere, in atoms, in hearts, and everywhere. He creates and destroys and shapes and nourishes and supports whole world. He has nothing to lament, nothing to, no hunger, no thirst, oh, no birth and death, no
tiredness,
nothing. He is out of all these things. So, these kinds of bhakta, they can see their Prabhu everywhere, and in everyone they can see their worshipable Krishna. They cannot serve to Krishna because they know that he has no appetite, no tiredness, no hunger, no nothing. So how they can serve? So they remember him only. Some prayers, like Prahlad Maharaj. Nrisingh was there, but what he could service to him?
For a moment he took darshan, and afterward Srila Sukhdev Goswami and Sanat Sanandan Sanatan all were in that first
stage,
they were like so. Indeed these, Prahlad Maharaj and
all are high class of devotee, but they have no service. Only chanting, remembering. Also they are liberated. Then Shuddh Bhakta, more Shuddh. They are not even liberated, but they have desire to serve Krishna. Like Ambarish Maharaj. Oh, what Ambarish was doing? What he was doing? You should try to follow him, Amrish Maharaj.
We
are now in line of Amrish Maharaj.
Srila Shukadeva Goswami Pada has described the glories of Amrish Maharaj. Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayo Vaichansi Vaikunta Gunana Varnane Karo Hare Mandira Majanadishu Srutim Chakara Chuta Satkato Daye. Amrish Maharaj always engaged his mind in remembering the lotus feet of the Lord. He always engaged his speech in glorifying the name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He would use his hands in cleansing the temple of the Lord. His ears were always engaged in hearing Harikatha. With his eyes, he would always behold the very beautiful Sri Vigraha, the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He would engage his sense of touch in touching the bodies of the devotees of the Lord and rendering personal services to them. By his tongue, he would taste the preparations which had been offered to the Lord, Mahaprasad. By his nose, he would smell the flowers and tulsi which were offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. By his feet, he would go and he would do parikrama of the holy dham. With his head, he would bow down and offer pranam to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Vaishnavas. He did not have any independent desires, but rather he used all of his desires in fulfilling the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Yatottama Shloka Janashraya Rati, he had very deep attachment for the pure devotees of Uttama Shloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He would very strictly observe Ekadasi, and in this way he was fully absorbed in devotional service.
Someone can have idea that it is better to go to forest or anywhere and be alone and chant name. But this is not good idea. Where they can keep safe from their bad minds, polluted minds. That bad mind will come and associate and he will make you wrong decision you will take by the help of that bad mind. So be always in the company and in the association of high class of Vaishnava, hearing always, chanting always, reading something, but in his guidance. Or if you are not doing and going to forest or anywhere in a lonely place, mountains here and there, oh, you will be ruined. Your bhakti will go away. So always be in association of high. Oh, more than that, you know that how Durvasa wanted to kill Amrish Maharaj, but he was controlled and he has to beg forgiveness in the Lord's feet of Amrish Maharaj. But moreover, superior than that is Premi Bhakta. They are liberated, but we can follow them. Like Hanuman, always serving Ramchandra. He can do anything for Ram. Or when Sita was stolen by Raman, Hanuman jumped the ocean and he burnt whole Lanka. He had the idea that, some idea, that Ram is a general like a person, or not having so much opulences. But sometimes he knew that my Prabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And sometimes what? Serving him in, like a Narvata Leela, like
human life.
For a second he could not forget the serving of Ram. His whole energy was to serve Krishna, Ramachandra. In his each breathing, always Ram, 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 Ram. Was no Ram, he used to throw out. His sword, his heart, everywhere Ram, Ram, Ram. But he was worried that I cannot serve Ram in all ways. I cannot play with him. I cannot embrace. I cannot give very sweet remnants, my remnants to Ram. He used to remember Pandavas, Arjun, Bhim and all other Draupadi. He wanted to be like them. Sometimes they used to forget that Krishna is himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And sometimes he used to remember that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna was so much happy and pleased with Krishna that he married his sister Subhadra to Krishna. Arjun. And thus he became, who was related to brother-in-law. Sometimes Krishna used to serve him, become his charioteer, and driving his horses here and there, washing, and serving so many ways. They used to eat prasadam in one dish, no hot. But once, when in the battle of Mahabharata, when he saw whole universal form, and he was frightened. And he was trembling, "Oh Krishna, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, I have told you a friend, but I have offended you. Oh, in future, I will not tell you like this." More than Draupadi, Arjun and all others, Uddhava is more superior, and he is Prematur Bhakta. Uddhava is friend, he is general, commander,
advisor, minister,
prime minister,
friend.
Oh, everything he is. He always become serving Krishna. But when he went to Vrindavan, and he saw that there anyone has no belief that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, always serve Krishna. And Krishna always serving them. Oh, Krishna can take the sandals of Nanda Baba on his head and carrying it. Oh, this is the sandal of my father. Nanda Baba giving his remnant. He is taking prasadam and it is so sweet. Then he will give to Baldev and Krishna. Oh, don't sleep, anyone. Don't sleep. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Na, Hare Krishna.
Hare, Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare.
Be like this. Can you sit like this? Oh, this on here and this on here. Can you sit like this? Very easy. For 4 hours, 5 hours. And chant and remember. There will be no sleep, nothing.
Тогда
no
никакого сна не придет к вам.
And if you are doing life, then sleepless.
Тогда обязательно сон
придет. You will do. So don't do. Be straight. So, Swamiji came here. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada, your Prabhupada came in these countries. And he told that you should know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But his disciple, myself, I have come to tell you that you should forget that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because if you have, you know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, you cannot serve like Brajvasi. You cannot attain Gopi Prem or Braj Prem, anyhow you cannot attain. This is a very big and long and high wall between you and Krishna. Oh, you should try to remove this wall.
Вы должны устранить эту стену.
Forget this thing.
Забудьте.
And try to serve like, Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, and then like gopis. I've explained all the modes. To have a greed, thick greed, that I want to serve like Sridham, Sridham, moreover like Nanda and Yashoda, moreover like gopis, and moreover like Srimati Radhika. Moreover, like Rupmanjari. We cannot serve like Radhika, but we can follow his maid servants like Sakhis, like Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari, Rup Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. We should try to follow them. They have never tried to remember Krishna like he was Supreme Personality of Godhead. Always reminding Braja Leela, pastimes of Braja, how all Brajavasi were serving. So you should try to follow these modes. If you are doing book distribution only some distributing khichdi to poor, khichdi means hajpach to beggars and here and there, it will not do. You should go deeply in the devotion and love of Krishna. This is our goal of our life. Oh, you can hear one example of gopis. Gopis having taken yogurt in their pots, or some milk, some ghee, some other things, makhan and other things. and they were going to give all these things, a rishi who was doing sacrifice in
Govinda Kundal.
Bhaguri Rishi. But Krishna in the midway, he stopped them. And he told that, oh, you are taking so many things and you should give tax and then go away. Gopis, oh, they took their sticks. Oh, very narrow place was there. Only one person can go. Otherwise, two sides hills, very high class of mountains. So, only one by one, anyone can pass. And there Krishna with his, oh, so many friends, with his sticks, he was just standing and blocking the way. Then gopis asked Lalita, oh, she told, why you are taking tax? Why you are begging tax? Oh, he told that I am the king of this
area.
Then gopis asked, how you became the king of this area? Gopis told, this kingdom from where you have
received?
By hereditary or from any? Anything else? Oh, he told that, oh, I have married Brinda Devi and Brinda Devi is the master of whole area. So I am her husband, so I am
owner
of all these things. The advance called Brinda Devi. In the meantime, Lalita asked Krishna, have you planted any grass or any tree or any plant or anything here? But instead of doing, always ruining Vrindavan with so many thousand and lakhs cows and friends, oh, you are destroying whole Vrindavan. In the meantime, Brinda came. Krishna could not reply. Oh, the gopis asked that, are you wife of this black person? Oh, he is very lawyer. This black person is very cheater and very lawyer. Liar, you know?
Big lawyer.
Inside out.
Oh, he knows that, he thinks that I am the husband of all gopis. And he thinks, but I have not been married. How I can marry him? Inside a big cheater. He's black in heart and
outside
and top to bottom. I cannot marry her. Then Krishna began to know, he had no answer and he was doing. All the gopis were clapping. If Krishna tells that I am supreme personality of Godhead, they laugh and click. Lord, like, oh, how you became supreme personality of Godhead? So here in Braj they don't accept Krishna, the supreme personality of God. Only the son of Nand Baba, son of Yashoda, beloved of all the gopis like this, friend of Sridham and Savala. Now question is this, that how we can achieve a love and affection like Brajavasis? You know that in this world, a wealthy person, most wealthy, like the president of America, Clinton, you know Khrushchev, you know Lenin, you know so many, you know Raman. Oh, he was master of all whole Lanka, and in Lanka there were all houses were made of gold and jewels. And he has 1 lakh of sons, and more, 1 lakh,
25,000
grandsons. What became? He was so lusty. He could not control his lust. And he used to take so much. Always meat and eggs and all these things. But he was ruined. A very simple monkey came and he gave fire on whole Lanka. You know? And who was he? So, we should know and we should have a strong belief that those who are not chanting, remembering, doing bhaktis of Krishna, they may be wealthy, they may be very intelligent, they may invest hydrogen and nitrogen bombs. They can
invent.
Oh, Sputnik. They can invent so many things. Now, aeroplane I saw in England, oh, it goes like arrow more than air. But what will be? You cannot be happy. So try to chant and remain and you will be happy. You should try to go on the process of bhakti. Tomorrow, we will try to explain the process by which very easily and very speedy we can achieve bhakti. First of all, we should know what is bhakti. Nowadays, there are so many things which were going in market in the name of bhakti, but really they are not bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given some idea of bhakti to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Tomorrow we will try to explain Rupa Siksha and Sanatana Siksha. Gradually you should develop. I wanted to give you also the nectar of instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami. Really, these instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has explained for us. If you want to be a good devotee, real devotee, you should follow first nexus of instructions and Manasikha. Manasikha of Srila
Raghunatha Goswami.
But you should know first Sanatana Siksha, Rupa Siksha, and then dialect between Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. It will help you so much. Gaur Premanande. What you are asking? You can ask.
So, question is, we were being told that if the Swarup of a living entity is fixed, and if somebody has a certain Swarup, he cannot change the Swarup. Is it correct or not?
Oh, Krishna can change at any time, but he has not that business. He does not control all these things. Oh, the Siddha Swarup of all entity is fixed. Anyone cannot change. They have no power to change. But it may be that someone has a Swarup of his Gopi Swarup. It may be that he may realize that I am Das. Then after that, by his good association and bhajan sadhan, he may realize that, I am Sakya. After that, if he will go more, and then, I want to serve Krishna like father and mother. But if more heart is clear, Cheto Darpan Marjanam gone, and then he will realize that, I am Gopi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told himself, Jivere Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das, eternal servant of Krishna. So what is there inside, how he is serving? Oh, this is also eternal. Anyone has no right to change it. And this is not called changing. Gopal Bhatta, he was serving like Das. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you are what? Gunamanjari. So, no change here. Only some advance. Also, it has been told very strongly, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Nitya Siddha. So, nothing to change. Now, Kirtan.